I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I've had a number of emails, some with photographs, some with questions. We've already addressed one of those questions about carpenter bees.
Right.
I've also had in recent weeks photographs and inquiries about Hercules beetles, eyed click beetles, cicada killers, and
the list goes on.
It does, and it's really interesting. People are looking at things and asking questions.
Well, and I always appreciate people sending me photos. Some people find my email address and will send along a photo, but more often than not these days, I'm receiving photos through the instant messaging program on Facebook. I received a photo just the other day that stopped me in my tracks.
What was it?
Well, normally when I receive photos of insects, I either know what it is immediately or I know where I can look and confirm my suspicions immediately. But this insect really threw me off. It was a photograph taken on a tree in Sussex County. My first thought was that it was some sort of a scale insect. The females are wingless, and sometimes they are associated with a big egg mass. And so that's what I thought it was. It was kind of leggy, or so I thought. It wasn't a great picture, but it was good enough. And I started searching all through the scale insects and all my resources and finding nothing that comes close. One of the reasons I was particularly interested in the fact that it might be a scale insect is because some of these are serious pests, and I had not seen it before. And thought, you know, it could be something of interest and I should be on top of these things and alert the authorities if necessary. So I kept looking and looking and looking, and I was just at the point of giving up. I was ready to send that picture off to a colleague at Virginia Tech. And then I had another idea. I looked very carefully at the photograph and started breaking it down. First of all, there are some features about this insect that don't look like a scale. It's very leggy. Again, I saw what I perceived to be body segments, not atypical for some scales, but still not the usual thing. And the structure it was sitting on, it looked like a cocoon of some sort, but a very loosely woven cocoon. And I thought, what if it's a moth? I went to the handful of resources that I have that have images of wingless females, and sure enough, it was a type of tussock moth. The females are wingless, and they will often lay an egg mass right on their cocoon or a cocoon that's nearby, and that's what was going on. And I felt rather proud of myself that,
well,
you know,
so.
It was something that I had never seen before, but I really had to focus on different elements of the photo. Now, sometimes the photos I get are really tricky because the background's in focus and the bug's not. This photo had enough of the elements that slowly I was able to figure it out. But I thought it was a great exercise because I still have plenty to learn, but it's nice that every once in a while I can find something that I don't know, and it helps stretch me a bit.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.